My hope is that there is somebody that's out there that knows the truth.
Give us a little help. That's what we're asking for.
I kept saying there is something bigger.
I'm going to find out.
We may have something more sinister going on.
All these years, we never spoke of it.
It just doesn't make sense.
Ça a été un choc. Ce que je ressens, c'est qu'il y a quelque chose de grave qui s'est passé.
I just can't forget about it. I won't forget about it.
I would have never let her go.
I think they were probably taken by people who were desperate.
I have no memory of the lost time.
I saw a lot of lights.
All of a sudden, everything erupted loudly.
I get goosebumps thinking about it.
This case needs to stay open. It should never close.
I know something happened to him. I know somebody did something to him.
What were they hoping to accomplish?
I'm here because I think there's hope. I really do.
If you know something, please come out.
What's up, guys? Special edition of Stack Pack. We gotta talk about this fucking Unsolved Mysteries trailer. We're less than 2 weeks out, right? From July 1st at this point?
Yep.
I'm gonna put this out tomorrow, so it's gonna be good. So
1 week. Exactly 1 week from today.
Awesome.
From the day you're listening to this.
Bloody. 1 week. I'm so excited. New Unsolved Mysteries. The production value looks great. It's produced by Sean Levy.
It looks fucking killer.
It's produced by Sean Levy, who did he directed Ninth Museum, and he's a producer of Stranger Things. He usually directs all the middle episodes so the Duffer Brothers can finish up writing.
Can I just say they got that Netflix money now?
Yeah,
those reenactments look sick.
The new logo is fucking cool. The reenactments do not look corny. It looks really well art directed.
The logo looks reminiscent of the old logo, but like updated. It's perfect. It's very poignant.
With a little bit of Netflix vibe because of the Red Mysteries.
Dude, we gotta cover these episodes.
Dude,
I don't know what we're gonna do, guys. We haven't
scared.
Figured it out yet.
I'm a little scared.
Why?
For the fact that I might start spending a lot of money and like
on
doing
what?
Like public record requests just to dive into these cases.
Oh, dude,
they're like,
you know,
fresh
what? That's
cases
a good idea.
And they're active, but like I'm
Well, we know that there's some ghosts. We know that there's at least one UFO. We know there's at least one ghost story. Lots of some unexplained deaths for sure.
Seems like a few missing persons.
You know what I love?
I love
that this isn't just like your normal true crime show. Like, this isn't just some
show. It's got a little more
hype
behind it, right?
And it's not just going to cover like, real killers, real monsters. This is like,
it's everything.
UFOs.
It's
this
unsolved
is mystery. This is
And
that's what I love about this. It's updated. It's going to be beautiful. I'm so excited.
So let's
I watched
over
it so many times.
So yeah, let's go over these a little bit. There's going to be 12 episodes. Volume 1 is the first 6. So we're going to get the first 6 in July. I believe another 6 will come later on in the year. The names are, we got Mystery on the Rooftop. That doesn't really tell us something we can look into now. 13 Minutes is the second episode. We don't know what that means. The third is House of Terror. These are good names, by the way, guys. The fourth is No Ride Home, which is ominous and terrifying. This one we might be able to find out a little bit before we watch the episode. Berkshire's UFO.
It is researchable.
I think that is researchable. We could maybe talk a little bit about that. And the last episode is called Missing Witness, which, these are good names. Like, I mean, we could probably talk all day of, what is this going to be about? But I don't think it's not, no point.
Do you know what I love is like IMDb is like completely silent. They don't have any of the, there's no spoilers. We can't Google this. We can't figure out what is what.
Yeah.
We're clueless. We're going in blind. I don't know what we're going to do, but we have to cover these somehow.
We're guessing that this is a hostless version of Unsolved Mysteries, unless they just haven't revealed the guy or the woman yet. But that would be kind of cool if we tune in and there is a host and that shit just wasn't announced yet. Still crossing my fingers for some David Duchovny. Man looks good in a trench coat. Man's got a nice raspy voice. Man has reached a certain age of distinguishedness-ism. I'm just saying, if there's another season. Hostless would be fine, too. Yeah, we're excited, guys. This is super cool.
What did you find out about that UFO segment?
Ooh, and it's also a little more international, which is cool, right? There was a case of someone. Yes. That, was that a German? Was it French?
It was definitely a
somewhere in Europe.
Not English. Yeah. I'll tell you that much.
So the Berkshire UFO sightings in this episode of Unsolved Mysteries is specifically dating back to the 1969 sightings. But there has still been continued sightings in that area since then.
But were they shot with an iPhone?
I have no idea. We're going to find out.
Well, then I don't want to hear it.
Is it they're still going on? Is that what it's...
Yes. There's one article that's called Aliens in New England?
Yeah, Berkshire, New England. Yeah. And every episode is going to be a full hour on each case. It's going to be tight, y'all. It's going to be tight.
Yeah, no segmented episodes.
Yeah. This is very exciting, guys. I don't know. There's not much else to say about it, but we are very excited. Have you been watching any other true crime-ness? Any other...
Not lately.
Any podcasts? I haven't really...
No. I've been kind of keeping up with... Go ahead.
Next week, I'll Be Gone in the Dark starts on HBO, and the reviews are really good. The reviews are
that's insane. Really funny that you it's mentioned like that because that's what I was going to say. I've been watching or like going over like the new stuff for
D'Angelo
for the So I'm really excited about seeing, and I like that Patton Oswalt and he gets to tell the story of his wife.
It seems like it's going to be like full on like. What the thing that I'll Be Gone in the Dark was, it didn't get to tell the full story of Michelle McNamara because she died before she wrote it. But the book itself is still a really great like tribute to her because there is a lot of parts in it where it's just like, oh, like there's a bunch of hilarious comedian people over and I'm here like, you know, going through police records from the 1970s in Visalia, whatever county or I don't know. I forget all the names now, but. Stuff like that, and it's a pretty personal true crime novel, but I feel like, you know, the end of her story it was not really told because she passed away.
The show looks so good.
Yeah, it looks great.
Damn good.
I'm
actually wondering how they were able to film like all the stuff for Unsolved Mysteries because a lot of stuff was on hold. Like,
oh, they did this a while ago. Like. Dan found like a production sheet for it like a year ago.
Of course he did.
Didn't you like?
Yeah, I used to subscribe to this like newsletter that would notify you. Each month you would get like this spreadsheet essentially of what productions were starting where for that month, and like I sent him like the screenshot and it was like Unsolved Mysteries Netflix starting shoot date. This and then that was it. And
yeah,
just like,
if a show's
but
coming
what?
Out,
like what? Like where? Like,
if a Netflix show is coming out right now, it wasn't interrupted because they put like 10 hours out at once, you know. I mean, maybe like Superstore, yeah, sure, because you know, the turnaround rate on that is maybe like 2-3 weeks, maybe.
Yeah,
you know, they'll film an episode, they only film the episodes a couple weeks ahead, you know, something like that, but something like. Yeah, like a full-blown cinematic experience, which I'm hoping, Unsolved Mysteries looks like. Yeah, they filmed that shit a long time ago. There is a lot of stuff that was quit filming. Like, they're going to start fucking Batman was going in London with, like, an insane cast, and they had to stop shooting that. And,
yeah, there's a lot of stuff.
And Matrix, I think Matrix was on hold.
Another Matrix?
Yeah, they're making
doing more.
Yeah, Keanu Reeves.
Keanu
Reeves and one of the Wachowskis.
We're living in it.
One of them's not involved, and the other one is going to come back.
You're not lying.
so much cool stuff. We're very excited about new Unsolved Mysteries. Also, weirdly, Unsolved Mysteries isn't on Amazon Prime. You have to pay for it now. But I don't know. Somebody in our comments said that they expected to be back, that there was a little rights issue. But I don't know where they got that info. But you can still watch them on YouTube. There's just some commercials. But yeah, that's it. Keep solving those mysteries. Yeah. Like Netflix says, we invite you to solve new mysteries.
Woo! Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, this is our little sexy Unsolved Mysteries trailer.
It's going to be very frustrating for me, though, because there are new cases.
And you can't just look up the answer immediately.
Oh, it's going to be so frustrating.
Well, it's fun. We're actually living in the Unsolved Mysteryism a little more than we used to. I mean, we do get, like, there's like a soulless, like, what do you mean there's no answer to this mystery? Like, even when there's a case where there's no clear answer, like fucking Tammy Flynn. What is it? Tammy Lynn? Terry Lynn? I forgot her name. Tammy Lynn. Yeah, even though, like, when there's no update, it's just like, what? And it's heartbreaking. But yeah, we're going to live in it and we're going to help solve the mysteries finally. We can, when we cover these episodes and we say, maybe, perhaps you can help us solve a mystery, we'll actually be serious because we're not just talking about cases that were solved 30 years ago. So hell yeah. Anyway, this was fun. Thanks for joining us for this little update, and we'll have a normal episode coming up. Yeah, soon. We're doing it. Welcome to season 5/season, what would it be, 13, 14 technically, season reboot, because we're definitely going to cover those. Yeah, it's going to be exciting. Okay, party on. Party on, Dan.
Party on, Dave and Eli.
Party on, Dan.
I can't hear you. What's going on?
I said party on, Dan.
Oh my god, what the fuck is that?
What do you mean? You can't hear me?
I mean, you sound like a fucking robot.
Oh, that's weird. I hear you just fine.
I'm so glad I have a Mac. Anyway, thanks for hanging out with us. I'm pretty sure you're recording fine, but to end this playback, you sound like a robot. Can you... Oh, yeah, this is great comedy. I'm going to, like, turn that up so you can hear how you sounded. It's going to be funny. But anyway, we love you, and we can't wait for more Unsolved Mysteries, and we'll be there to cover them.
Good night, Eli.
Party on, Eli. That's good. I think you said what I wanted you to say, but you sounded like beeps and boops. Okay, good night.